Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace, the way to freedom, justice, and equality through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, November the 3rd, 2013. Sisters and brothers, I am reminded of the new prince in Britain. I don't know the child's name, but the new prince in Britain, the son of Princess Caitlin, and the name of the prince escapes me, but nevertheless, you know who I am speaking of. Do we know who that baby is? Forget what you've been told by the media. They know not who that baby, that child is. That child, that baby, is a Christ in human flesh, a Christ that petitioned the Most High for a body to be prepared that the Christ may come in that body, that Christ in that body may be raised into the knowledge of freedom, justice, and equality to stand up for the human family, to stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. But what is the queen going to do to that Christ child in that body? The queen, Prince Charles, the young man prince that is the father of this child, Princess Caitlin, the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, they're not going to teach that child what we are talking about. They're going to shape that child. The scripture says, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. The sin is this sinful system of colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. Iniquity, the wickedness that proceeds out of such system of death, hell, and destruction, warfare, and bloodshed. They want that child to grow up to be a king that will continue to oppress the masses of the people and allow the so-called royal family to control land, wealth, resources, and people. So Yahushua is looking at that and looking at them and looking at us. See, they will say, oh, they're going to give that little princess all the knowledge, all the wisdom, so that the child may have, and as they would say it, knowledge and sight and insight, and be rich and be clothed with all manner of fine clothing and garments. And the House of Rothschild, they say they have all manner of knowledge and sight and insight, and they are clothed and rich, they say. But Yahushua says, no, you're poor, you're raggedy, you're naked, you're hungry, you're out of doors. Why? Because you will not stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Same with the queen. Same with the presidents and prime ministers of this world sending their children to these private schools that they may have knowledge and wisdom. But the knowledge and wisdom is such that they will be molded into the system to continue and perpetuate warfare and bloodshed. That leads to spiritual misery, spiritual death, spiritual poverty. You may be clothed physically, House of Rothschild. You may be clothed physically, Oppenheimers. You are clothed physically, Queen of England, Prince Charles, and all your so-called royal family. But Yahushua is saying to you, you are poor, you are wretched, you are miserable, you are blind, and you are naked. Not to mention We the poor working class masses of the people, thinking somehow because we have some connection to the political system, thinking somehow because Barack Obama is the president, we fool ourselves into thinking that we have arrived, that we have made it. No. If we are not working for the masses of the poor working class people, if we are not working for the proletariat masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and white all over this earth, this is what Jesus is talking about when he says, buy of me gold tried in the fire. Who is the me? The me is Yahushua. The me is Jesus the Christ. The me is Yahushua HaMashiach. And see, research the definition of Yahushua yourself on this Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary and Lexicon. I have it in my summary page. Start off with Jesus in the Greek, but then trail that all the way to the etymological root in the African Hebrew, the original Joshua. You see, you will see Yahushua. You may even see Yahshua, the feminine. When you combine Yahshua, the feminine, and Yahushua, the masculine, you come to understand health, wealth, and prosperity, sisters and brothers. The poor working class masses of the people are in desperate need of health, wealth, and prosperity spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically on all levels, to have equal access to everything under the sun, equal access to all that is in the universe. All the living entities in the universe must be made available to every human being and not just the few. So what is needed is, once again, deliverance and liberty. Liberation, if you will. So this is what Yahushua means. So if we are not preaching liberty and liberation and deliverance from such a wicked, no good, rotten system, we're not really preaching. See, buy of health, buy of wealth, buy of prosperity, buy of liberty and liberation and deliverance. This is what Yahushua is saying in verse 18, chapter 3, book of Revelation. Once again, Yahushua is also defined as vengeance. We must warn the wicked and warn ourselves that we incur the wrath of the Most High, vengeance of the Most High, for our working against the principles, power, reality, characteristics of life for all. No way in the world can we support death, hell, and destruction in Syria right now. Syria being faced with death because of the CIA working in Syria with Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, CIA affiliates, CIA creations to kill and destroy, create hell and chaos in Syria to justify America coming in to do the bidding of the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimer's to overthrow a government they don't like, forcing Assad to give up weapons, Assad meeting those criterion, meeting every stipulation, United Nations in Syria destroying the weapons or taking the weapons out. So Assad is playing the game. Assad is playing ball. Assad is obedient to America, Britain, Israel, House of Rothschild. But do you know that at the same time that Syria was meeting every stipulation, that Israel yet bombed Syria, so-called bombing Russian weapons, so-called bombing threats from, you might say, Russia and Syria, Israel has no right. Israel, the modern day state of Israel, that is not the Israel of your Bible, they have no right to, while Assad is meeting all of the criterion and stipulation. And it is so interesting that at the same time that occurred, you had the shooting in Los Angeles Airport, possibly of a disgruntled employee, I don't know. But see, these type of things, when you have shootings that occur, it's a diversion to keep us from focusing on real issues. And then behind such, we would say, false flag operation, come those in government who push their agenda, which is the agenda of death, and the agenda that propagates and perpetuates the house of Rothschild. What is the plan surrounding such false flag operation as that shooting in Los Angeles Airport? But notice how you didn't hear anything of Israel shooting in Syria. You didn't hear any of that because we were diverted with the situation in Los Angeles. It is all designed to get us not to focus on freedom, justice, and equality, not to focus on the fact that this system is death. Look at how many people died in Los Angeles. Whether that person was a CIA plant, I don't know, but this is a culture of death. And you see, because we have not organized sufficiently to rid the universe, rid this earth of this culture of death, because we have not bought gold of Yahushua, because we have not gone into health, wealth, and prosperity for the oppressed masses, because we have not gone into and bought into deliverance and liberty for the oppressed masses, because we have not warned the wicked ruling class, ruling families, and warned ourselves of the vengeance of the Most High on them and us if we continue to follow this system of death, because we have not done that, then you see death here and death there, death in Africa, death in Asia, death in Central and South America, North America, Canada, Europe, Israel, Mexico, Isles of the Pacific, and the Caribbean. You see this death system producing nothing but death. So Yahushua says, I counsel thee. The word counsel, 4823. Sumbu luo. Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To give counsel, to take counsel with others, take counsel together, to consult, to deliberate. Let's go ahead. Let me see. You have one of these words etymologically rooted in, this word etymologically rooted in the word with. So this is not Yahushua by himself, but Yahushua wants us to come together. Then you have another word, 1011, buluo, to deliberate with one's self, to consider, to take counsel and resolve. You see, when it said just now, to deliberate with one's self, that is interesting, because I know that each and every one of us are Christ Yahushua in human flesh. So Yahushua giving counsel, the word in the Greek causes us to understand that Yahushua is talking to himself. You are another self of Yahushua. Each and every one of you, sisters and brothers, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor working class masses of the people, boy, girl, man, woman, no matter your age, ethnicity, religious or political affiliation, when Yahushua is talking to you and me, Yahushua is talking to the self of Yahushua, because all of us are Yahushua Christus, Yahushua Hamashiach in human flesh, but we do not know and understand such reality. But the word counsel is defined as advice, especially that given formally, like lawyers conducting a case to give advice to someone. So Yahushua is giving advice to himself, because when Yahushua is talking to you and me, Yahushua is talking to himself, because you and I are Yahushua Christ in human flesh. The whole universe is Yahushua Christ in the flesh of the universe. See how we come to understand better and understand deeper when we go into the definitions of these words? I beg you, sisters and brothers, don't even take my word for it. Go into the definitions of the word for yourself. I counsel thee. The word thee, 4671, Greek side, is to you. So he's talking to you, but he's talking to himself, because you and I are the self of Yahushua Christus in human flesh. To buy. The word buy, 5-9, Greek side, agorazo, to be in the marketplace, to attend it, to do business there, to buy or sell of idle people, to haunt the marketplace, lounge there. So I'm thinking of the universe as a great marketplace. Remember, we talked about Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is interesting, how Sodom and Gomorrah abused the marketplace, abused the street, because they had rejected the sacred feminine. These wicked men and wicked women becoming a homo masculine, becoming a homo masculine ruling class, relegating the poor working class masses oppressed to being homo feminine, man and masculine knowledge and spirituality, rejecting the sacred feminine, rejecting morality, and rejecting the womb, rejecting wisdom. So you have the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families pressing on masculinity, pressing on those attributes that are associated with masculinity and the male, rejecting those attributes and characteristics that are associated with the feminine, the female, the woman, rejecting Mother Holy Spirit. So rejecting love, rejecting wisdom, rejecting the sacred feminine, but in the process desecrating the sacred masculine and abusing the marketplace, abusing the street, abusing the assembly of the people, abusing the jury system, the judicial system, corrupt judges. Oh, Lord. See, the scripture touches on scripture and proves scripture. Sodom and Gomorrah was a place that the judges and the heads of financial and educational and corporations were corrupt and immoral, because they had rejected the sacred feminine and began to abuse the people, enslave the people, colonize the people. So now when Yahushua says, you buy, you purchase, Yahushua is telling us, you enter into the marketplace. You enter into the universe of trade and commerce. You bring in the sacred feminine. Because even in the Greek, agora, which is the word for marketplace, the word, let me go back now. You see, agorazo is the word in the Greek that means marketplace, where business is conducted, where people are idle. So we come in and we encourage the people to get up and stand up and create trade and commerce, get into the business of buying and selling, but not in a wicked way. And so you go to the root of agorazo, and you get agora. And this word, let me go back. Okay, agorazo is a verb, but the root word etymologically is 5-8, agora. And this word is feminine. Any assembly, especially of the people, the place of assembly, public debating, for elections and trials, for buying and selling, for all kinds of business, the marketplace and the street. Remember what we said in Genesis, was it chapter 18, about Sodom and Gomorrah? How the angels, the Adonai, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, and how we examined. Let me take my time with this, because scripture is proving scripture. How we examined how that society rejected the sacred feminine. So we saw how Hagar saw Yahuwah as not only masculine, but also feminine as well. And how the Adon and the Adonai and the Elohim, sacred masculine, sacred feminine, and how the fire and the brimstone were feminine, the sacred feminine raining down on that society, because that society had rejected the sacred feminine, rejected wisdom, rejected morality, and had become wicked, evil, and corrupt, pressing on the sacred masculine, but desecrating the sacred masculine, because the sacred masculine cannot be the sacred masculine when the sacred feminine is not alongside the sacred masculine. Those scholars have interpreted Sodom and Gomorrah as being exclusively homosexual, looking at it from a physical sexual standpoint or viewpoint. But we were pointing out the spiritual and mental reality. Now, the Africans, because we studied the universe, sacred masculine and sacred feminine, all the way down to our marriages, we had sacred masculine uniting with sacred feminine, male uniting with female, men uniting with women, father and mother. Even though that is the case, we are yet able to understand that Sodom and Gomorrah reality was participated in by men and women. You see, you got to examine the definitions of the words. And I'm taking my time to use this scripture here to prove what we were attempting to preach about Sodom and Gomorrah. When you examine the word men, that word in the African Hebrew for the book of Genesis is rooted in another word, I believe is ish, that has to do with disease and weakness and wickedness and always plotting death, hell, and destruction. And see, it was not just men that participated in this Sodom and Gomorrah reality. It was old and young, and it was the people. And the word people had to do with a nation, men and women, but the word was masculine. You see, normally when you look at people and a nation, it comes out feminine. But in this case, the word came out masculine because these had rejected the sacred feminine. So when the call went out to send the men out of the homes, out of the home of Lot, so that they may know them, and the word know had to do with the type of knowledge of interacting with an individual. Now, it can mean intercourse, But what type of intercourse? You see, this was men and women. This was the people, old and young. This was all of those who had bought into this wicked system of death, hell, and destruction and had rejected the sacred feminine. They wanted to interact with these men, believing that they were sick like them. But this was Yahweh. This was Adonai. This was Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High, spirit energy, soul energy, come into human flesh to teach that they, Sodom and Gomorrah, had rejected the sacred feminine. And so the men, not just the men, but the people circled the home, encompassed the home. And the word compass, coming from the Illuminati Masonic thievery of the African teaching of compass, has to do with knowledge. So these had knowledge, but the knowledge was being used for evil. And so the Yahweh, the Adonai, the Elohim, they had the supreme knowledge and supreme wisdom. And so when the wicked men and wicked people, men and women, who had rejected the sacred feminine, tried to encompass and encircle the Elohim Adonai, they could not, because their circle was incomplete, because they did not have sacred masculine and sacred feminine operating together. Which is why they had a society of a marketplace and trade and commerce that was based on wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. So the Adon, the Adonai, the Elohim, they have 360 degrees of knowledge and wisdom and understanding and overstanding. And so they were able to defeat the wicked rulers of Sodom and Gomorrah with the sacred feminine brimstone and fire. And that fire, we are to be lit with such fire that we may be enabled to defeat the wicked ruling class and ruling families today. I hope and pray that I'm getting this message over. We may be touching on that teaching here and there as we continue to develop such thought process. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.